Glory to God, wonder in reality. This message has one theme, one point, one focus. The Lord Himself. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's the most valuable entity, person, presence in the universe. By far, of course. We place emphasis on many other things which don't have meaning, which don't have value. When we find Him, He offers priceless blessings. Priceless. He is priceless. I was thinking about this analogy. We see or have or experience beautiful things, wonderful things, and we want to preserve them, don't we? Whatever it is, it might be a beautiful day, it might be something, a relationship we have. Some people are into material things, which, you know, maybe there's something that's very valuable to someone and they want to preserve it and they want to put it in a frame or something. Where I am right now, the days are beautiful. Spring days where it's just, you can't even put into words how beautiful it is, and we want to preserve those things. The Lord Himself, the most beautiful, wonderful, majestic, and splendid person. The Lord Himself. He is the opportunity that we have. The greatest opportunity available to mankind. And most of us don't pursue Him at all. God the Father Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. We get distracted with many other things. We all do. And we miss out on Him and the blessings that He offers. I was thinking of this earlier today. He offers eternal life, living forever with Him in heaven. When we find Him and we have a relationship with Him, if we follow Him, and then we have the opportunity to present that to other people and they can receive that as well. And there's an infinite number of other blessings and offers. You might call them offers. You might call them blessings. You might call them promises. The promise of healing. In every which way. The promise of being completely fulfilled. He who drinks of this water will never... He who drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. As you can tell, I'm going slow in this message. I'm being deliberate, which I want us to stop. I want us to be still and know He is God. Be still and know that He is God. Be silent, all you coastlands, all you lands. The anointing is in phase four. If someone comes to Jesus, they don't immediately get to fellowship with Him. They must prove themselves worthy. When we experience Him in His presence, then we realize everything else just fades away. He Himself, on the glorious splendor of Your majesty and on Your wondrous works, will I meditate. When we get that, when we do experience Him, those things that we thought were so valuable, that we were preserving and that are so important to us, and that they become meaningless. We have a relationship with Him which provides all these incredible, supernatural, infinite, eternal blessings, which allow us. We realize that's the purpose. You know, life can be so hard. I know of more than 10 people in my community where I live who have, in the last 2 to 3 years, who have taken their life. They've committed suicide. I'm sorry to bring that up. Life is hard. It can be very hard. When we find Him, we find the answer. We realize this is the answer. This is why we're here. It's to find out where someone will go for eternity, essentially. 80 years, 90 years, that's why someone's here, is to find out where they will go for eternity. God created every person. This is what I believe. He created every person. And He placed them here, made them in His image, gave them a complete free will, and He's watching to see what they will do. Will they come to Him, the one true God, or will they do something else? And the tragedy is, most will not come to Him. My point is, in this, is that all the hard times, and it's so hard, and it's just awful, and when we find Him, we find everything makes sense. And we realize He is the answer. He's the purpose of existence. He offers all these wonderful, incredible things. But we have to give ourselves to Him to get them. And I have said this in previous messages. Those who are suffering greatly on the earth, those who truly are suffering, they have more of a chance of making it to heaven. That's the truth. That's a truth from the whole Bible. They have more of a chance. Those who are high on the earth, they'll likely will end up low. Those who are low, and the last, and the poor, and the suffering, and the needy, they have a better chance of finishing up high and for eternity. So there's like this divine justice. But that's my opinion. I mean, that's in the Bible. But we don't have all the answers. People taking their life, we don't have the answers. These dilemmas, these questions we all have. Good people on the earth who don't come to Jesus Christ. This is a question that people could present. Good people on the earth who are in other faiths other than Christianity, other than Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There's good people in every faith. What happens to them when they die? Genuinely good, nice people who do good things. They might be in the other faiths of the world. Islam, Hindu, Judaism, Jewish people. What happens with them? We don't have the answers. We literally don't have the answers. We are frail, dead people until we come to Jesus Christ. Back to the points I was making. We want to preserve these wonderful, beautiful things. But it's the presence of Jesus Christ. It's Him. When we meet Him, He's the only one we will want. We will realize He's so wonderful, He can't be put into words, and we will seek Him. And that's, so I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen. It's a relationship. It's not about knowledge. Practical thing. I did hear this in a teaching. A great man of God said there's 7 levels of reading the Bible. And most people stay in the first 2. For example, the second one is seeing Israel in the Bible. The first one is seeing God. I'm not exact on this, but the first one is a general, you know, seeing God in history and seeing God as the creator and the sustainer of the universe. And that's head knowledge, you know. And then the second one is seeing Israel in Scripture. That's, again, head knowledge. We see that throughout all of Scripture into the New Testament. The third one is seeing Jesus Christ in Scripture. And that's the first one when someone begins walking with the Holy Spirit. So it makes sense, you know, 7 levels of reading the Bible. And this is the same man of God who mentioned that there's 59, he's found 59 rivers of the anointing. Amen. Rivers of the anointing. There's so much. There's an eternity of walking with Jesus Christ. When we begin with Him, it's eternal. Eternity. How do we live in light of eternity? The Holy Spirit's the one who allows us to do all these things. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So that's one point that I want to make. By the way, I am outside and you hear hopefully nature and some people talking and so forth. And I'm coming up on a creek. Where I live, it's been raining, so hopefully you will hear the water flowing. So The second point is about how when we find him, we find all these eternal, glorious blessings, promises that are priceless, every one of them. But remember, he is priceless. When we find him, we get all of that. I'm on a bridge that you might hear that noise. That's from people running by on this bridge. But the second point that I was making about how he offers healing. And so everyone needs healing on the earth. And we're searching for it in many different ways, aren't we? I was at a meeting recently, and there were, it was one of these Al-Anon ACA, a friend invited me, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. There were 46 people there, had taken time out of their day to go to on a Saturday for an hour, and many of them shared very personal things. They're all seeking healing. We all need healing. Jesus offers complete healing. It's just natural. It's a guarantee when we find him. And that's what I want to emphasize. It's when we find him, we find it all. We find everything. We find eternity. We find every good thing imaginable. Faith, hope, love. Joy, peace, fullness of joy, all these wonderful, incredible things. He offers all of them. That's just the beginning. This water is flowing. It's a river. You know, Jesus said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Every time we see these things, they're types. They teach us about the anointing, about just about everything in nature teaches us about him. He's the light of the world. He's the wind. The wind is blowing. The rivers, the creeks flowing, the river, the birds. He said, look at the birds. They don't worry. Well, the Lord Himself, the King of Glory, a couple more things. The human heart's deceitful and wicked above all things. I think that's what keeps so many people and has kept us from him and from not pursuing this, the most valuable entity in the universe, the only valuable entity. Everything else is meaningless outside of him. And then that verse comes to mind, there's no one good, no, not one. No one's righteous. No, there's none who do good. No, not one. He's the only one. Then the other thing to think about, to ponder, is the famous scripture that Jesus quoted about how God he quotes from Isaiah when he talks about, and I'm paraphrasing, but the quote from Isaiah, you know, keep on seeing but not perceiving, keep on hearing but not understanding. I recommend, please read that. It's in Matthew. It's a foundational truth that Jesus quotes from Isaiah. But to think that in this mystery, we wonder, why is it that we as human beings don't seek him? We don't come to him. I've said this over and over again, but you know, a minority come to Jesus Christ, and then even a very small, small minority actually seek him and are spirit-filled. There's a mystery there. We don't have the answers. We can't. It's too high. It's... Such things are beyond us, way above us. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great, so high are His ways are above our ways. So we just must humble ourselves before Him and seek Him. That's what we must do. I'm doing one take. I'm not editing. I'm on a walking trail in my city. I hope that anyone who's listening, that one of the purposes is to build hunger in all of us, that we seek Him, that we and finishing up with this, He's the one who helps us and gives us the strength to do that. For so long, we've looked at it as a burden. As, oh, I've got to give up everything. I've got to sell everything I have, and I've got to move to Africa, and I've got to give up. It's going to be so hard. I've got to sacrifice, and it's painful, and it's, you know, forsake the world and forsake. God created everything that's good. He created music. He created nature. He created sex. One of the purposes, I'll finish up with this. One of the purposes of our life is to celebrate Jesus Christ. It's a celebration. It's a glorious party. Fellowship with Him, the kingdom, the anointing, walking with Him. It's a celebration forever. The world sets up these, what they call parties or celebrate or events or whatever. These are meaningless. The celebration is Him. Him, God the Father Almighty. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, they're all one and the same. That's the revelation. If you have that revelation, you have it. Just continue on with Him in this celebration. If you don't have it, He'll give it to you. We all have to go to Him directly. We all get to go to Him directly. Amen. This celebration. It's such a tragedy that people view it as this, as a negative. 99% of the world views it as this terrible negative. That it's, oh, I've got to become a Christian and act a certain way and do certain things and give up all the things that are fun and go live a... That's not what it's about. It's about a relationship with Him. And if you really look at it, we can choose how we view God. If we want, I'm not going to go into that. But I want to emphasize that He's the supernatural, awesome, glorious Lord who offers something so wonderful no human could ever, ever put it into words. What does He offer? Himself. And I said I would finish up with that. But I want to just throw these things out and let, if anyone is willing to listen, this anointing that's available in the fourth phase of walking with Him, this glorious presence of Jesus Christ, the kingdom, the anointing that will this flows around you in this warm blanket of glory around your body. It's what Adam experienced when he was created. This great man of God said when Adam was created, the Holy Spirit's flowing through him and his blood is flowing through his body. And this is a holy thing that I don't think we can grasp. But God, when He gave life to Adam, that blood started flowing through his body. He awoke and he was in the presence of God. He was in this glorious presence. And, you know, Adam was the first person who was born again. He's the only person who was born again backwards. He was in the presence of God and lost it. He sinned. We know that. Everyone knows the story. But he lost this presence of God. Now we, Jesus was the second Adam, right? Now we can go from being lost, we can now find Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And now we can be born again. And when we have that Holy Spirit now, our whole being, spirit, soul, body, including our blood and everything in us, is now redeemed and we're saved. This is just, we don't have to try to understand these details. This is a mystery. And that mystery should cause us to simply humble ourselves before Him and seek Him. And when we do, we'll find Him in His fullness, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of the Father and the fullness. Amen. Thanks for listening.